Americans and future Republicans, welcome back to another video. Today, we are doing another episode of Cooking with Caroline. Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary of the White House, just talked to the press. This just happened a couple hours ago, and apparently everyone's talking about it because allegedly almost every country in the planet immediately called Trump to try to work out a deal where they were trying to give America some shit so that America could hold off on the tariffs. It's almost like Trump actually succeeded with this fucking bullshit tariff situation. Now, I have one important thing to say about the tariffs before we get started. It's important that everyone is fully aware of this. Trump also recently signed an executive order, which is kind of great, except for China. We're going to get to China. China, and Canada, they're also cooked. But anyway, Trump signed an executive order that's very important.
This executive order is for allowing people who are complaining about your tariffs to be permanently labeled as whiny, retarded, sad little bitches.
True. Hold it. This is a good one.
Right.
Is everybody listening?
I'm listening, Mr. President. I think I completely concur. This is an executive order I think all of us can get behind. All right, everyone, every single one of these reporters that's about to f***ing heckle Caroline Leavitt, because you know that she's going to get the same question 47 times, right? And I am very excited to see her absolutely shut them down. Apparently, she pissed off China with this interview, which is very sad for people in China, probably. But I personally don't actually care, because I don't actually like China very much, specifically, personally. Not racist or anything. Chinese people, hell yeah, you guys are great. But China sucks, man. China, they suck. China sucks. Winnie the Pooh, they try to China around. All right.
Great. Good afternoon, everybody. How are we?
Oh, look at that smile. She knows everyone's going to ask her about tariffs, baby.
Good to see you all. I have a few announcements off the top today.
All right.
On April 14th, President Trump will welcome President Bukele of El Salvador for an official working visit here at the White House.
Ooh. El Salvador has been, they've been cooking too. They've been helping America get some assholes off the streets. Damn, love that. Nux can no longer visit China. I already can't visit China. I beefed with China a while ago. it sounds so stupid to say. It sounds so dumb to say, man. I beefed with China a while ago. There was this whole controversy with Taiwan, and I said Taiwan was a country, and that was it. In China, I'll never have any access to China.
They will discuss El Salvador's partnership on using their Supermax prison for Tren de Aragua and MS-13 gang members, and how El Salvador's cooperation with the United States has become a model for others to work with this administration. On April 17th...
Yeah, it's almost like if you work with America, America works with you. I'm going to tell you something in the most baby fucking ass terms possible to explain this to the masses, because a lot of people are confused. All right, America is currently undergoing a change. For far too long, America was like, if you butt fuck me, that's okay. I will not butt fuck you back. Now, America says, if you butt fuck me, I will butt fuck you back, and my cock is bigger and oranger than yours. So don't butt fuck me, or the butt fucking might continue, and it will not be consensual. All right? So I think it's important to get that analogy in your mind. We all have to be on the same page with this. Even a freaking libtard can understand this. We are being un-Bidened from what has Biden.
President Trump will welcome Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy for an official working visit at the White House.
Oh, everyone wants to talk to Trump now. Everyone at tariffs on Trump, and all of a sudden, everyone wants to talk about him. Huh. It's almost like they were all bluffing when they said Trump wasn't going to do it.
Well, the president's thoughts also remain with the families and communities experiencing devastating loss from the severe storms and flooding affected several states across the central U.S. President Trump approved emergency declarations for Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, allowing FEMA to provide federal assistance like equipment and resources to support state and local emergency response officials who are leading this response on the ground.
Love that.
Last night, the Supreme Court delivered a massive legal victory to the Trump administration.
Oh my God, huge dub, massive dub, suck a butt fuck, you goddamn piece of shit, Obunga appointed bitch judges.
And allowed us to continue removing foreign terrorist invaders under the Alien
Get
Enemy
outta
Act.
Here.
This was a smackdown to a rogue left-wing low-level district court judge.
low level, little bitch, court judge, small penis, can't even get it hard. Bro needs drugs to get it hard. That's what his wife told me after I visited her the other night. He's weak, low level, he's a bitch, no power, completely impotent.
Who have relentlessly tried to stop President Trump from using his core constitutional powers as head of the executive branch and as commander-in-chief.
He's like an E-tier judge. If he was in solo leveling, he would be E-tier hunter. He has no power. He's a bitch. Impotent.
The highest court in the land made it clear that the...
When he comes, his semen doesn't even shoot out. It just kind of... dribbles all over the place. I don't even know how he has children.
President of the United States has the power to protect our homeland and forcibly remove foreign terrorists who pose a grave threat to families and communities. Thank you to the Supreme Court for upholding the rule of law and protecting the Constitution.
He's so good. Oh my God. Massive dub. And all the fucking libtards out there. And here's the crazy shit, okay? Think about it. Obunga appointed Biden, right? Biden opens the border. Hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pour into the country. And now, the Obunga appointed judges, they want to stop Trump. Every single individual guy that they're deporting, they want to stop Trump. But what about this? But what about due process? But what about court cases? You're gonna disobey the fucking bullshit judge? And every single time, bro, it just pushes them off. Every single individual person has advocacy branches from the fucking bullshit deep state government pieces of shit. And you know the best part? They really thought they could get away with it. They thought by doing legal bullshit, they would stop Trump from deporting them and slow him down so much that they could steal elections by getting illegal immigrants to vote in places where you don't need voter ID to get Trump out. That's the game plan, okay? I'm not fear-mongering. That was the plan. They're bringing people in illegally, and they don't require ID to vote. No fucking shit, they're trying to steal the goddamn country. And anyone that thinks that these low-level, small-cocked judges have any power over the Alien Enemies Act, they're all retarded. They're all stupid, and quite frankly, they're gonna keep losing.
Our message to the monster Tren de Aragua and MS-13 terrorists still hiding illegally inside our country is clear. Deport yourself now, or you will be locked up and sent back to your home country.
If I was a MS-13 Tren de Aragua bitch, I would self-deport. I personally would self-deport. If I was you, all right? Any Tren de Aragua fans in the audience, get the fuck out of America for your own sake. And you're lucky I'm not president, because I would personally round all of you up, put you in like a Hunger Games scenario, a bunch of pedophiles and a bunch of Tren de Aragua cult fucking bitches, all right? We'd have like this big circle we would Hunger Games this shit. We'd get like 50 Tren de Aragua illegal immigrants, we'd get like 50 pedophiles. We would put them all in this massive ring, we'll call it Aliens versus Predators. Whoever wins goes to El Salvador prison. That's what I would do.
On another matter, the historic Liberation Day announcement last week by President Trump made it very clear that the era of American economic surrender is over. President Trump is no longer going to allow American workers and companies to be ripped off at the hands of foolish trade practices that shipped away millions of high-paying jobs and hollowed out communities across the country.
Shit.
It's America first.
And every other country has tariffs, by the way. I love how they all lose their mind. Trump putting tariffs, but tariffs bad for the economy. Meanwhile, every other country has tariffs. So it's only bad for the country when Trump does it. Weird.
All the way. And despite fear-mongering by the media, the world is clearly responding to President Trump's approach.
Dude, the media is absolutely losing their mind. I have so many people in my comments that they're being told to, like, brigade my comments. But nuts, when are you going to talk about the stock market? I've literally talked about this the entire time. You know who else did? Trump. Before he made this announcement, he said that the stock market would take a hit. All these people that made believe they cared about the poor and wanted to eat the rich, suddenly the stock market drops for the sake of strengthening the entire fucking country and everyone loses their mind. These people are all retarded and have no principles, and I alone stand above all the retards. More chaos, endless content.
Just yesterday, President Trump held a bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu here at the...
Yep, we covered that yesterday. Hell yeah, it was good.
White House. The Prime Minister pledged to immediately eliminate America's trade deficit with Israel and remove their trade barriers. Israel's proactive approach should serve as a model for the rest of the world.
Yeah, rest of the world. Be like Israel, according to the Trump administration. That's what they're saying. Hassan, you heard that? I'm sure you're crying somewhere. Wait, actually, I'm sure he is crying somewhere. Hold up, we have to find what he said, how he covered this speech. Hassan, Trump, Netanyahu. All right. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. This is the level of crying I want to see. Trump and Netanyahu are leading the world into the apocalypse. Yeah, that's the fear-mongering that I've come to know, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I want to see. Holy retard on retard violence every day. Endless content.
Also, yes.
A lot of you don't know this, but Hassan is actually a pro-genocide streamer. He's a pro-genocide streamer. He's the biggest leftist streamer in the world. He streams on Twitch, spouting pro-genocide talking points all the time. He actually wants and is favorable to the murder of all Jews in Israel. That's actually kind of his goal. He supports Hamas terrorists, which are genocidal fucks. Just in case you were curious, that's what he says all the time. He's a communist with a Gucci bag. Got his Prada kicks, gotta have his swag. He wore a $3,000 fit as a communist to a rally talking about socialism. He's goated like that. Anyway, if you want to know more, definitely check out my Hassan Piker is Fuck franchise. I will send him stray bullets whenever I can. Quite frankly, Twitch is platforming a terrorist sympathizer, and I think it's important. I do it for the good of the world. Yes, it's cathartic and I like it, but I mostly do it for the world.
Yesterday, the president spoke with Japan's prime minister, who wants to negotiate as well. The president also spoke to the acting president of South Korea this morning. He has tasked Secretary Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer to lead these talks. In total, since the Liberation Day announcement, nearly 70 countries have already reached out to the president to begin a negotiation.
This is an unbelievable Trump win. You have to be blind, cucked, and penisless. As a man, of course. To actually think that this is not a crazy move. What are we talking about? This is like an unbelievable W. I love how people are gonna twist shit around. Is this not a massive W for America? I activate my Trump card. This is literally what's happening, man.
Countries are falling over themselves to reform their unfair trade practices and free open their markets to our country. Why? Because these countries greatly respect President Trump and the sheer power of the American market. These countries...
Forever, they've been taking advantage of America, and no president had the giant brass balls to actually do something about it. All seven swing states, giant testicles.
Realize they've gotten filthy rich over the past few decades by imposing substantial tariffs on American-made products and ridiculous non-monetary barriers to block out American industry. The jig is up. Past American presidents sat by and let this happen, but President Trump stood up for our country and he is saying no more. The president's message has been simple and consistent from the beginning. To countries around the world, bring us your best offers and he will listen. Deals will only be made.
That's a good businessman. A good businessman doesn't say what he wants. He makes you give him your best offer and then he'll decide whether to take it or ask for more. God, he's so good at this shit. Nux, are you glazing Trump? When it comes to business, man deserves all your glaze. And if you don't recognize that this man is probably the greatest art of the deal president, at least of the modern era, you're messed up, bro.
Made if they benefit American workers and address our nation's crippling trade deficits. America does not need other countries as much as other countries need us. And President Trump knows this. He's going to use the leverage of our markets and our country to the advantage of the people he was sworn in to represent. On the other hand, countries like China, who have chosen to retaliate and try to double down on their mistreatment of...
Fun fact, you know the biggest loser in this entire China fight? Woke Hollywood. They don't want Hollywood movies to play in China anymore. Oh my god, dude, it's crazy! They shoot at Trump, they miss, and they hit fucking bitches in Hollywood.
...of American workers are making a mistake. President Trump has a spine of steel, and he will not break.
God damn.
And America will not break under his leadership.
All right, she said finest steel. I said big brass balls. I think one of us is more accurate, okay?
He is guided by a firm belief that America must be able to produce essential goods for our own people and export them to the rest of the world. A strong America cannot be solely dependent on foreign countries for our food, medicines, and critical minerals. And America must always maintain a robust defense supply chain. Reprioritizing and strengthening our manufacturing industry are essential national and economic security issues of the utmost importance to President Trump. By focusing on supercharging the onshoring of American manufacturing, the president is already delivering on his promise to usher in an economic golden age for our country. Just look at Friday's jobs report, which smashed expectations for the second straight month.
Oh my God, this looks like it's a good... If I was a liberal, all right, if I was Bernie Sanders, you know what I would say right now?
Oh my God, the orange man is actually good about everything he says. I was fighting for the little people my entire life against the billionaires, and Trump is better at it than even I am. No jobs. I can't even believe it, but he's an oligarch.
That's what I would say if I was Bernie Sanders, but I'm not.
The American economy added 228,000 jobs, nearly 100,000 more jobs than economists predicted, and the fourth highest month for private payroll growth in the past 2 years.
Huh.
There was also a sharp increase in transportation, construction, and warehousing employment. And in just 11 weeks...
Wow, this seems like it's a really good thing for Americans, especially the working class. You know, the people that leftists used to actually like instead of use as little puppets to push their fucking bullshit agendas.
President Trump has secured more than $1.5 trillion in private sector investment. Whoa. This is a $500 billion more than Joe Biden secured in his entire term.
No way! No way! Trump in 2 months got a bigger investment than Biden's 4 years of fucking around. Dude, and the world comes together to say, Trump bad, he just dumb orange man, he dumb and orange,
This record-breaking private sector investment will create roughly 350,000 American jobs and counting. If you add up all of the investment pledges from foreign governments, President Trump has secured an incredible $5 trillion in total investments already.
Sheesh.
In the months ahead, President Trump's pro-growth economic agenda will be fully realized. The largest deregulatory effort in American history is underway. Unnecessary, burdensome, costly red tape is being eliminated by this entire federal government every day, driving down costs and massively boosting small businesses. So far, President Trump's deregulation effort has...
Fun fact, the IRS, the leader of the IRS just retired because she was afraid that they would uncover how much taxes illegal immigrants pay. That sounds so fake. I'm gonna look it up for proof because it sounds fake, okay? I tell you things that are real, but then when they come out of my mouth, they sound so dumb, stupid, and retarded. I have to find it to prove it to you because of how bullshit the country is sometimes. All right, hold up. We got there. We got this. Easy. Bam. Reporting, Melanie Kaus, the acting lead of the IRS, is resigning over a new agreement where the IRS will share tax data of illegal aliens. We found another one, guys. She don't want to go to jail. She wants to get out before it going gets too sloppy. It's actually real life. Sometimes reality is funnier than fiction.
Has already saved Americans more than $180 billion, equivalent to $2,100 per family of four. The president's drill baby drill energy agenda, which he will discuss later this evening in the East Room.
Did someone in my chat just said a Biden prosecutor killed herself? What the fuck? I don't know if that's true, but if it is, it's a skill issue. Sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of victims of suicide, but like, bro.
Is capitalizing on the abundance of natural resources under our feet to generate more affordable electricity, cheap gas, and quality new jobs. All of this will combine to end the Biden-imposed cost of living crisis that's absolutely crushed American families. Under President Trump, the American energy industry will lead the globe over the next century, delivering lower prices and significantly strengthening our country's economic position. At the president's direction, Republicans in Congress are working quickly to pass one big beautiful bill, which will also include the largest tax cut in American history. As President Trump has said, the House must pass this budget resolution quickly.
I don't know, but some people just hate Trump more than they like Americans. Damn. Jessica Aber, ex-U.S. Biden appointed attorney in Virginia, found dead at her home 2 months after leaving office. Holy shit. Again, don't know. Again, I don't know if that's CIA situation.
Here in our new media seat today, we have Jasmine Wright, the White House reporter for Notice. Notice is a nonprofit and nonpartisan news site which launched in early 2024. They've gained millions of readers across the country since. Newsroom's goal is both to inform readers and train the next generation of politics and policy journalists. They also partner with state newsrooms and to give local communities more knowledge of what their representatives are doing in Washington, D.C. With that, please kick us off, Jasmine.
Thanks so much, Caroline. A couple questions for you. The first one being, can you explain the White House's evolution from this is not a negotiation on tariffs to countries should pitch us and start negotiations on tariffs?
This is a good question. If you have 80 IQ, if you have more than 80 IQ, this is not a good question.
As the president said yesterday, Jasmine, both things can be true at the same time. And it is a non-
It's business. It's business. You do it because it's business. But there's always a deal to be made. There's always a hand you can shake. I don't know, man. That's ridiculous.
Negotiable position that the United States has faced a national security and economic crisis because of the unfair trade practices by countries around the world. As for the president, I have maintained this position. The entire administration has always said that President Trump is willing to pick up the phone and talk.
Yeah.
And the president met with his trade team this morning, and he directed them to have tailor-made trade deals with each and every country that calls up this administration to strike a deal. And listen, and each and every one of these trade deals should be tailored and unique based on that country's markets, based on that country's exports, the imports here in the United States of America. What makes the most sense for the American worker and for our industry? The president is focused on putting America first.
So was the evolution not factored in or determined by kind of the tumult in the stock market? Was that?
No, it was always part of the plan. Oh my God, these people. Is it because he saw the smart market was bad and because the stock market was bad and that's why he changed his opinion? No. No. Evolution. There's no evolution here, okay? You're framing it like Trump is changing his strategy. This was always the plan.
Not a part of the consideration to start making these negotiations and deals?
Again, I would reject that there was an evolution.
Based.
On day one, we had said that the president Based. Will always pick up the phone for other nations and other companies that call this administration. The president always has a listening ear.
Evolution is such a slimy word. Like, it's trying to make it sound like it's a good thing, but to any listener, it sounds like Trump changed his plan because he fucked up. And that is such a bitch-ass question. And that's why you have me here, to make fun of retards. That's what we do. We retard detect.
And it's a non-negotiable fact that America has faced a national security and economic crisis for many decades, and President Trump is just the first to address this.
And then my last question, how will negotiations change how much revenue the White House is planning to make from the tariffs?
Well, that has yet to be seen, but as the...
Every single one of these people, what do you even do with them? What is supposed to give you a number? $6,400,076,69.
The president said the reciprocal tariffs, which will continue to go in effect as these deals are negotiated and ongoing, will generate trillions of dollars in revenue to the United States. And this is twofold. The president wants to onshore jobs here to the United States of America. He wants to boost our manufacturing industry. He also wants to tackle these crippling deficits with almost every single country around the world. Jackie.
Thanks, yeah. Caroline. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, warned that some of these negotiations might take up to months, that we could be doing this through April, May, and into June. And then you had Kevin Hassett say it's going to take a lot for the president to put his signature on the line, so he wants to make sure there's a good deal for America.
Okay.
Is the president operating on any sort of a timeline or deadline where he wants this completed by?
This is why you have me here, okay? This is how the media fucking stirs shit up. Look at how unfaithful, how bad faith this question was. She starts off by saying it was supposed to take months and months for some people to actually go through with it before Trump does anything. All right? That is putting into the viewers' minds, oh shit, months of stock turmoil. But her actual question is there a deadline? So why did she start with the month shit? Because it's trying to manipulate the viewers into like, oh, fuck, the country's going to be in trouble for months. That's the only reason. There is no other way you could possibly frame this. Obviously, that's why she said it the way she did. It's despicable. So at least I would ask good questions and based questions.
At Trump speed here at the White House, which is incredibly fast. I know you all know that from covering this White House day to day. The president likes to get things done. But he's very much focused on ensuring that these deals are good for the American worker, they are good for American manufacturing, and again, that they tackle these crippling deficits with these countries.
The deadline is 4 years, dipshit. That's what I would have said. If I ever become a press secretary, holy, things are gonna go smoking. I'm just saying. Yeah, if I was there, I would say, Miss Caroline, I have a question in regards to the Trump administration. Would the Trump administration consider offsetting the costs that illegal immigrants have caused this country by televising a government-run Hunger Games event where illegal immigrant terrorists, are specifically the violent ones, they are put in a giant arena, and for our entertainment, we'll be selling advertisements like the Super Bowl, alright? You know, people will pay millions of dollars for an ad, okay? Do you have any idea how much money people would pay for advertising for Hunger Games? Illegal immigrant Hunger Games? Bro, that shit would get hundreds of millions of views. So, I would be like, would we consider doing this for the rapist pedophiles, specifically, to offset the costs that they've caused this country? Would we consider doing something like this? That's what I would ask. See, but that's why they would never get me a press pass.
All options are on the table for each country, but again, these are going to be tailor-made deals. They are not going to be off-the-rack deals, as the president has called it, and he has directed his entire trade team to be part of this effort, so that includes Secretary Bessent and our National Economic Director, Kevin Hassett. It also includes Secretary Lutnick, Peter Navarro, the entire trade team, Jamison Greer, who was on the Hill today. Everybody who was involved in this incredible, fair, reciprocal trade agenda will continue to be involved in negotiations. These deals.
And then yesterday, Goldman Sachs put out a research note. It put the odds of a recession at 45% within the next 12 months, up from 35%. But Peter Navarro guaranteed last night no recession. Does the president agree with him on that? I know that the president in the past has been leery of making definitive statements on that.
I can speak for the president, and I can speak for the optimism that he sees in our economy every day.
Right.
Again, when you talk about the massive deregulatory efforts that are happening across the board, when you talk about how oil prices are down, gas prices are down, egg prices are down, we're cutting costs for the American worker, for the American consumer. We also see trillions of dollars of investments pouring into this country every day, and we're working hard now on the tariff side of the president's economic agenda. But don't forget, the next side of this is tax cuts, and we're counting on Capitol Hill to get those done, the largest tax cuts in history.
Does that mean that without that, those tax cuts coming through, that the likelihood of a recession is greater?
Nope, that's not what I said. I'm just saying
What an unbelievable bad faith bitch. So you're saying chances are higher because of tax cuts? When have the Democrats ever been against tax cuts? When? What is going on?
Mindful of the whole of government economic approach that this administration is taking every day.
So you're saying you're racist and a white supremacist? No. No, I didn't say any of that. So you're saying that black people are lesser? No. No, I didn't say that. I don't know why you're doing this.
Sure. Go ahead.
It's a new key word, right? We moved past egg prices and now we're talking about recession. So you're saying, and then they say something that they're not saying.
Thank you, Caroline. You just said that one of the reasons these tariffs are going into effect is that some countries have been ripping off the United States. But some of the tariffs target countries like Madagascar, Bangladesh, with very high levels of poverty. So can you explain how the president wants to correct the deficit with those countries? Is there a plan, for example, to onshore the textile industry that these countries are known because, and, you know, just like, can you be specific about those like low income.
Sure. Well, first of all, the reciprocal tariff rates that were implemented by country were focused on the monetary tariff that those countries have imposed on the United States, but also the non-monetary tariff barriers and the regulations, if you will, that have been put.
A lot of people don't know this. This is just a fact. Like a lot of countries just won't let Americans sell their cars there for whatever reason. Some generic reason. Even though the tariff is, let's say, 10%, they also will have a barrier saying, and no cars, right? This is just as a hypothetical. So then, if America puts tariffs on them, they'll put, let's say, a 30% tariff, even though the other country only had a 10% tariff, because they were trying to balance out the barriers that they're putting on trade as well. It's not just... countries don't have cross-the-board tariffs on America. They have different levels of tariffs and different barriers on like a million different things. So that's one. Two, I'm sorry that there's poverty in Madagascar, but last I checked, and I feel bad for you, that's their problem. Now, I'd love to help, but don't rip me off.
Put into effect over the years, making it harder for America to export to these countries. These were very carefully crafted numbers. There was also a 10% baseline tariff across the board, as well, as you know. Moving forward, the president will talk to any country that picks up the phone to call, and I can tell you the phones have been ringing off the hook, wanting to talk to this administration, this president, and his trade team to try to strike a deal. And it's because the world knows that they need the United States of America. They need our market.
They have all the cards. You've activated my Trump card, my Alu card.
They need our consumer. The president has a lot of leverage on his side because he has the best economy and the best country in the world that he leads, and he knows that. And it's about dang time we finally have a president who uses that economy.
Listen, we want fair trade here. You've been ripping us off. We can rip you off. We're not, because we're nice, but we have the best country. Stop patting yourself on the back, bitches.
Economic leverage to benefit American workers. And that's what the president is trying to do. Maggie.
Caroline, thanks. Does the president endorse something that Howard Lutnick said on television this weekend, which was that the army of millions and millions of human beings screwing in little screws to make iPhones, that kind of thing is going to be moving to the U.S.? Is that how the president envisions manufacturing shifting?
And oh, my God, dude.
If so, how long would that take, roughly?
The president wants to increase
Do you know why she's asking this question? Because she's trying to put it into the minds of the people that Trump is trying to turn Americans into, like, slave sweatshops. That's what she's trying to put in your mind. Trump wants fair trade. And she's like, so, does Trump support the concept of slavery sweatshops?
Manufacturing jobs here in the United States of
America. You know, robots don't exist in America.
America, but he's...
We can't live without Chinese slavery, she says. Puffed her chest out. Chest puffed out. Are we gonna stop abusing people in other countries and start abusing our own people? Damn. Leftists showing their true colors today. Are they really going out there full cocked up, peacock-tailed, spurred out?
He's also looking at advanced...
Only enslave other countries. Based...
technologies. He's also looking at AI and emerging fields that are growing around the world that the United States needs to be a leader in as well. So there's an array of diverse jobs, more traditional manufacturing jobs, as you discussed, but also jobs in advanced technologies. The president is looking at all of those. He wants them to come back home.
But iPhones specifically, is that something that-
Oh my God, stop! I don't know. Who knows how these trade deals, how the chips are gonna land? No one knows how these chips are gonna land. Oh my God, these people are insufferable. Specifically iPhones. Specifically the little screws, though. What about specifically the screws? What are you even gonna do with these people, man? They're crazy. What are we even gonna do? Oh, man.
That he thinks is the kind of technology that can move to the U.S.?
Absolutely. He believes we have the labor, we have the workforce, we have the resources to do it. And as you know, Apple has invested $500 billion.
And why are people so, like, think that it's such a bad thing to have jobs in the country? You know, there are unemployed people. Quite frankly, if you're an unemployed guy, you should get a job building iPhones. Hello? Isn't that the goal here? Getting jobs to people that don't have any? It's mind-boggling. I don't understand. Absolute buffoons. Shout out to Jasmine Crockett, my favorite retard in Congress. Well, top three retards in Congress. Look at her hot take on this. She just said this yesterday.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
All right, so she's going to talk about what immigrants do for this country.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now.
Oh?
Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hands.
Oh.
You're not.
Oh.
You're not.
Uh-oh.
We done picking cotton.
Oh. Oh, go pick our cotton, immigrants. You can't even make this shit up. How do they do this daily? Oh, we found another one, guys. Bro, go pick our cotton, immigrants. All right, immigrants, bring them in. Pick our cotton.
We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
You can't pay us to find a plantation. That's why we bring in immigrants to do our slave work. Hell yeah, baby. Think about how many less slaves we'll have if we stop getting illegal immigrants. Are we on the same page? She's a retard. She's like an unbelievable retard.
Dollars here in the United States. So
she's advocating for slavery for illegal immigrants. Like, that's how insane it is. She needs to bring slavery back to defend illegal immigration. Like, are we on the same page?
If Apple didn't think the United States could do it, they probably wouldn't have put up that big chunk of change. Elena.
Hi, Gwen. It's clear the president has gotten the world's attention with these tariffs. Is he considering at all potentially holding off on imposing some of them before the deadline? Or
no, no, that would be spineless. You don't make a threat and not follow through. You could tell this lady has no children.
Maybe later, you know, reversing them because he's having these negotiations.
This is someone with no children. You don't understand. You can't tell your kid, if you do this, I'm going to punish you, and then you don't punish the kid, because that'll make the kid want to do it again. All right? This is basic parenting.
...and having these good talks with other leaders.
The president was asked and answered this yesterday. He said he's not considering an extension or a delay. I spoke to him briefing. That was not his mindset. He expects that these tariffs are going to go into effect. And you said something very important, Elena, in your question. You said the president has captivated the attention of the world. Absolutely he has. And it's about time we have a president in the Oval Office who is putting the world on
who's awake and not demented. Agreed.
Notice and is putting the American people first, and again is using the leverage of the United States to negotiate good trade deals.
Quick follow-up. Sure. There's been some public sparring between Elon Musk and the president's trade advisor Peter Navarro on some of these tariffs. Musk actually referred to Navarro today as being, quote, dumber than a sack of bricks. Are you at all, or is the administration, the president, all concerned that this is maybe impacting the public's understanding of these tariffs? It might be messing with the message on it?
No.
What do we even need to do about this? Like, what do we do about this? You think Elon needs to agree with everything Trump does? Doesn't this destroy your entire shadow president narrative? Elon Musk is the shadow president! Anyway, he lost billions of dollars in the stock market. Like, do you realize this makes you look like a complete retard?
Look, these are obviously two individuals who have very different views on trade and on...
Yeah, and the difference is Trump is the president of the United States and Elon Musk isn't. So thank you for bringing that up.
Tariffs. Boys will be boys, and we will let their public sparring continue. And you guys should all be very grateful that we have the most transparent administration in history.
Oh, God, she's cooking them.
And I think it also speaks to the president's willingness to hear from all sides, that he has people at the highest levels of this government in this White House who have very diverse opinions on...
Isn't it nice that he's not surrounded by yes men and just being yanked along? Isn't this what everyone wanted literally from the beginning of presidency?
Very diverse issues, but the president takes all opinions in mind, and then he makes the best decision based on the best interests of the American public. Deanna.
Thanks, Caroline. On Truth Social today, Trump was talking about one-stop shopping talks with foreign leaders, you know, bringing leaders to the U.S., to Washington, and talking to them about tariffs, but also other topics. So is that part of his strategy to bring the leaders to Washington and trying to get deals, you know, outside of tariffs on foreign policy issues as well?
I think the president, again, is going to have a custom, tailor-made approach to each and every country. And if that means discussions of foreign aid, of our military presence in these countries, how those troops are paid for, come to the table, that could be part of the negotiation in these economic negotiations. But it's the president's economic team who will be leading these. These are tariff and trade negotiations. And yes, they will be one-stop shopping for each and every country. They will be, as the president said again, tailor-made, not off the rack.
You don't understand. This is an opportunity that America has to get exactly what they want out of every single country on the planet. Like, this is a massive opportunity, and it's an opportunity that will likely not show up again in our lifetimes. Because this is an actual reset. America has been treated unfairly by all these countries. The hard reset is giving America the opportunity to put it all on the table. It really is historic. Like, you meme around about it, but this is a crazy time to be alive.
To each and every country based on America's needs.
And can you confirm?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Kara from Lindsay LTV. So President Trump has designated Tren de Aragua as a foreign terrorist organization and supported its members while also
finally moving to restrict. Halfway through the press briefing, more than halfway through, the first question that's not about tariffs.
Venezuela's oil exports. Is the administration preparing additional military or economic actions against Venezuela and the Maduro regime? And my second question is about Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Is the administration have a comment on her decision to go with the liberals and go actually with the Tren de Aragua's? This is the same justice that actually sided against January 6th hostages last year. So is the administration have a comment? Are they disappointed in Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett?
I'm sure they are disappointed.
To your first question, I don't have any actions to read out in terms of Venezuela. The president has imposed secondary tariffs on the Maduro regime and on Venezuela in the form of oil, which is obviously going to have a crippling effect on the Maduro regime, and that's the intended effect of this administration. As for the justice you mentioned, as for the Supreme Court, we've made our feelings very clear. We believe this was a massive victory. Certainly, we wish this was a 9-0 decision, because we firmly believe that the president was well within his constitutional authority.
True.
And the Supreme Court made that very clear last night, and they put Judge Boasberg in his place. We called on the Supreme Court to rein in these judges who are acting as judicial activists, not real arbiters of the truth and the law.
True.
And that's exactly what we saw the Supreme Court do yesterday. Christian.
Thanks, Caroline. Now that the president's reciprocal tariffs are here, going into effect tomorrow, what's the status of the ERS? When will they actually start collecting revenue, and will that be nested under CBP or somewhere else entirely?
All right.
It's something Secretary Lutnick has taken up, so I defer you to the Department of Commerce, but it's something that he and the president believe quite strongly in, and it's a promise that they intend.
Okay, I'm going to say something that's definitely going to catch me some heat, but it's something I've noticed. I could be completely wrong. It really seems like almost every woman in this room asks manipulative questions, and then the men come and they ask, like, basic ass questions. Like, is it just me? Look, I'm this is completely anecdotal. This isn't being sexist or anything, but I'm just saying, every single time a woman asks a question, it's like a 5-minute long diatribe with a million assertions. Right? Then they go to the dude, and the dude is just like, question. Is this happening? Thank you. Anyway, moving on.
And to keep to the American.
Real quickly, can you explain why the president opted to send Secretary Hegseth to the dignified transfer last week instead of attending himself?
Sure. The Secretary Hegseth.
See, that's like, it's a normal question, man. Like, it is.
Was there to represent the administration. The president has expressed his condolences to these families, as have I from this podium. Shelby.
The president's trade representative this morning told senators that the president does not intend on carving out exemptions for products and companies when it comes to tariffs. But would the administration consider changing that stance should bankruptcies begin among U.S. companies who are dependent on China trade?
I don't know, man. Maybe this is like a woman-on-woman violence issue. But do you see this question? Do you see what just happened? Like, literally.
I won't get ahead.
I know the president said he's not going to change shit up, but is he going to change shit up if massive amounts of bankruptcies happen and the American public starts dying of hunger in the streets? What kind of a question is that supposed to be? Thank you, Jonesy, for the 10 subs. Like, come on, man.
Head of the president on any exemptions or his decision on that. I will leave that to him. But again, we're looking at this country by country and based on the needs of the American people and the American workforce.
And one more, can you walk us through how this specific tariff plan was decided on and which advisor came up with it?
The reciprocal tariff plan?
Yes.
It was a plan that
everyone came up with it. They literally ran the election on this plan.
Discussed by the president's entire trade team over the course of.
You know who else supports reciprocal tariffs? You know who else reports, who loves this idea? Huh? You know who else supports reciprocal tariffs, ladies and gentlemen? Lock in, motherfuckers.
When it comes to the international system...
When it comes to the international system of commerce and trade, it's legitimate for poor countries to continue to seek access to wealthier markets. And by the way, wealthier markets, that's not the big problem that you're having. That a small African country is sending you tea and flowers, that's not your biggest economic challenge. It's also proper for advanced economies like the United States to insist on reciprocity.
Reciprocity! Interesting, Mr. Obunga. What a good choice of words. Thanks, Obama. Wow. Reciprocity, one of my favorite words in the English language. What a beautiful word. A beautiful word, if I do say so myself.
From nations like China that are no longer
weird.
Solely poor countries.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
To make
spoken.
Sure that they're providing access
well
to their markets.
Well spoken, Obunga.
And that they stop taking intellectual property and hacking our...
Yeah, other countries taking advantage. He wants fucking reciprocal tariffs. Weird, as Rachel Ziegler once said. So, yeah, again, bad faith questions you can find.
Many meetings, and the president ultimately decided on which way to go. A few proposals were given to the president. There was debate and discussion, and the president made his decision. And as you've seen very publicly, the entire trade team is on board with this plan and the negotiations that will ensue because of it. Sure.
Caroline, on Iran, given what's going to be happening on Saturday, what exactly is the current administration doing to stop Iran's funding of terrorist aggression worldwide that the previous...
That's a good question.
...administration wasn't doing?
So her question really is, Iran funds a lot of different terrorist groups, like Hamas, they fund Hezbollah, they fund the Houthis. Iran funds all these guys. Well, I can tell you one thing that they did. They bombed the fuck out of the Houthis. That was one thing that they did that probably definitely de-incentivized Iran.
Comes to Saturday, I won't get ahead of the president. He has said there will be direct talks with Iran on Saturday. I won't further any details from this podium for obvious reasons, security reasons. It will, you know, provide an update as we always have. However, when it comes to Iran, the president has reimposed crippling sanctions on the Iranian regime, and he's made it very
Good
clear
shit.
To Iran they have a choice to make.
Good
you
shit.
Can strike a deal with the president.
Or we could strike with a missile.
You can negotiate, or there will be hell to pay. And as the president said yesterday, if they don't choose to move forward with diplomacy and a deal, which
good
is
shit.
The direction we do see them headed in.
Good shit. And it's shocking to me that you have people, even on the right, like Tucker Carlson, like he's against this. I mean, was it confirmed that he gets funded by Qatar? I don't know. I don't know if that's confirmed or if that's just a conspiracy theory. But, like, it's shocking to me that he's against this. You want Iran to have a fucking nuclear weapon? Like, are you crazy? They sponsor every terrorist organization that says death to America. And you want to give them nukes? Like, obviously not. I wish that they just take the deal and shit stops and there's no war and that would be wonderful. But, goddamn.
There will be grave consequences to Bay.
To the back row.
Thanks, Caroline. On the president's threat yesterday on social media to increase tariffs against China by an additional 50% in response to their retaliation, has he signed anything in terms of an executive order, any documentation around that? Will that additional 50% go into effect tomorrow?
They will be going into effect at 12:01 a.m. tonight, so effectively tomorrow. Yes.
Work on that today?
Of course, as always. To the gentleman in front of you, because that's who I originally called on. Go ahead.
Over the weekend, President Trump said that he would be willing to have U.S. citizens deported to El Salvador with the cooperation of President Bukele. How would that work?
What?
U.S. citizens.
Go ahead.
Over the weekend, President Trump said that he would be willing to have U.S. citizens deported to El Salvador with the cooperation of President Bukele. How would...
Trump actually said that? No way! No way he said that! Oh my God, Hassan Piker sweating right now. What?
That work legally and how many people would potentially be available for that?
All right, first of all, give me the source. All right, give me the source.
Operation.
So the president has discussed this idea quite a few times publicly. He's also discussed it privately. You're referring to the president's idea for American citizens to potentially be deported. These would be heinous, violent criminals who have broken our nation's laws repeatedly. And these are violent, repeat offenders in American streets.
Oh,
the
Lord.
President has said if it's legal, right? If there is a legal pathway to do that, he's not sure. We are not sure if there is. It's an idea that he has simply floated and has discussed.
Outsourcing prisons? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not so against this, honestly. I'm not so against this. If you get like a violent, illegal, fucking bitch, pedophile, terrorist, murderer guy, I don't know. Get him out of here. I don't need him. I don't need to pay a prison. I don't need to pay some prison to feed that motherfucker. Nah, you can put him in El Salvador.
Publicly, as in the effort of transparency. Reagan.
Thank you, Caroline. There's been more reporting coming out now about President Biden's decline while in the White House. Is the White House considering releasing the audio of Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hurd of the public, which the former president had previously blocked?
Mm-hmm. I don't have an update on that, but I can certainly check. I think the American people would be quite interested to hear that tape, but I'll double check on the release of it.
Thank you.
Michael.
Yo, that would be awesome if we can get a tape released of Biden stuttering. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Caroline. On Saturday, during meetings with Iran, President Trump says high-level officials will be meeting directly with Iranian officials. We're hearing some pushback from Iran now saying those talks will be indirect. Can you clarify?
They will be direct talks on Saturday, and I won't get ahead of the president on any further details. Jennifer.
Yeah, two things. On the Israel tariffs, can you give us an update on the discussion on relaxing those tariffs? And then I had another question about the Doge team after that.
That discussion is ongoing. I don't have any definitive details to know for you here.
All right.
And then the president on Thursday told us that there was an incredible discovery that the Doge team had made. He called it horrible and incredible. Can you reveal that yet? Give us details on what it was about.
There has been a discovery. I hate to leave
you. Oh, God, she's so happy. Oh, my God, she's so happy.
Hanging on a cliff, but I don't want to get ahead of the president.
No. Oh, my God. Dude, this is cinema. This is like watching a cliffhanger at the end of an exciting TV show.
On that, but I can confirm there has been a discovery. It's just not quite yet ready for release.
Bro! Oh my God, it's gonna be amazing! I just hope that they have their police officers ready to arrest the politicians that they expose.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Caroline, thank you.
I was calling on the young lady behind you, but I'll come to you after, Ed.
All right.
Not discriminating here.
The president is meeting today with House Republicans. Can you say who is in that meeting and his message to Republicans that are skeptical of the Senate passed budget framework?
Sure. The president will be meeting with Republican lawmakers today here at the White House to talk to them about the framework that the Senate passed. The president was very quick to put out a statement about his support for the reconciliation package that the Senate passed, and he is counting on House Republicans to pass it. The Republicans received an overwhelming mandate from the American public to govern. We have an extraordinary opportunity. There are key promises that the president made to the American people in this bill: tax cuts, securing the border, deregulation, unleashing the might of American energy. These are good things for the American people. The president wants to see this get done, and that's why he's engaging with lawmakers today.
Just a quick follow-up on tariffs. Kevin Hassett said today that the administration is prioritizing talks with Japan and South Korea, other trading partners. Are there other countries on that list that you guys can name publicly that you're having serious discussions with?
All right, so first, South Korea, you need to keep Johnny Somali, and then we'll have discussions.
Sure. As you have heard from various administration officials, myself included, there have been nearly 70 countries that have reached out to the administration last time I checked. But again, I hear the phones are ringing off the hook. There are foreign leaders who want to fly to Washington tonight and get on to negotiate with this country, which shows you the leverage that the president is using. It shows you the rest of the world needs the United States of America to do business with. Israel, obviously, yesterday you heard a public statement from Prime Minister Netanyahu. The president has detailed his calls with the leaders of Japan in South Korea. We are going to prioritize our allies and our partners around the world first when it comes to these negotiations, and the trade team will be divvying them up again to make tailor-made trade deals around the world. Ed, go ahead. As promised.
Yes. Dude, I have people in my chat freaking out that I said I'm not against deporting Americans. Guys, you're going to die on the hill of the rapist terrorists that America is going to actually want to send. Again, I don't think that America should send someone that jaywalks, okay, to an El Salvador prison. But they're a fucking terrorist, murderer, rapist. Nah, dude, I don't need to pay their tax dollars. From my perspective, fuck them.
Thank you. You mentioned the 70 countries or so. I'm curious, though, under what conditions at this point would President Trump talk to President Xi about tariffs?
Well, look, I just spoke to the president about
this, and he
believes that China wants to make a deal with the United States. He believes China has to make a deal with the United States.
Uh-oh.
It was a mistake for China to retaliate. The president, when America is punched, he punches back harder. That's why there will be 104% tariffs going into effect China tonight at midnight. But the president believes that Xi and China want to make a deal. They just don't know how to get that started. And the president also wanted me to tell all of you that if China reaches out to make a deal, he'll be incredibly gracious, but he's going to do what's best for the American people.
China has to call first.
The Chinese want to make a deal. They just don't know how to do it. But the president will be implementing these 104% tariffs on China tonight.
Under what conditions might he consider lowering tariffs?
China 104% fucked for real
on China at this point.
It would be imprudent of me to tell you those conditions here from the podium.
Yeah, she's right.
Sure, Gabe.
Thanks, Caroline. With regards to the Supreme Court ruling on the Alien Enemies Act, you're right, it was a win for the administration, but the justices also said that deportees are entitled to due process. Does the administration agree with that?
That's not quite true, Gabe. They said that they are entitled to a habeas petition.
The bad faith question. Damn, I was wrong.
And we are going to continue to comply with the law, and we are wholly...
You get bad faith questions from every side of the sex aisle in this fucking house, goddamn.
Confident that every single person that has been deported under the Alien Enemies Act, every person that will continue to be deported under the Alien Enemies Act, qualifies for that deportation.
NBC News is reporting that the administration is considering drone strikes on drug cartels in Mexico.
Did you vote for this?
I don't know. I'm fully on board, man.
Drug cartels in Mexico? Yeah, drone strike their asses. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm a little more ruthless than your average streamer. I don't know, man. But these guys, they're fucking monsters. They're monsters. They're funneling in fentanyl and terrorists into the country. Get rid of them, bro.
We're citing several officials this morning. Mexico's president was asked about that, and she said that we reject any of those actions. Your response?
I saw that reporting. I don't want to confirm it from this podium. I don't want to comment on it because I'm not sure, but I would defer you to the National Security Council.
So you haven't confirmed the report, but with Mexico's president saying that she rejects any of that, what would your response be? How is the relationship then between Mexico's president and the White House right now over targeting drug cartels?
Well, first of all, the relationship between President Sheinbaum and President Trump is quite good. And I think both world leaders would tell you that. The president has been engaged directly with President Sheinbaum on a number of different topics, particularly when it comes to clamping down on the Mexican drug cartels, on clamping down on illegal immigration, human trafficking, drug trafficking through our southern border. She's taken significant steps towards doing that. But as for that specific report, again, I'm not going to comment.
Caroline, two questions on trade. First, as a part of the...
I have people in my chat saying they shouldn't use drone strikes unless they cause violence. The cartels? Guys, you think the cartels don't cause violence? Dude, you are living in a fantasy. I think you're literally on your own planet. I'm telling you. Your average person in America has no idea what actually goes on anywhere else in the world. Literally. No clue. So everyone was crying over the Houthis that Trump bombed. You know, the Houthis that are daily bombing civilian cities and ships and kidnapping people. They've murdered thousands of people in Yemen, okay? Everyone losing their goddamn mind. Can I give you a statistic that's gonna blow your gourd? You're gonna lose your mind. You want to hear a statistic? That's a true fact. There is only one country in the Middle East that over the last 50 years the Christian population increased, and that was Israel. It went up from like 40,000 to 185,000. Every other country in the Middle East, the Christian population decreased dramatically. How do you think that happened? Okay. Like, come on, guys. They're fucking terrorists, the cartel guys. Bro never watched Better Call Saul.
These negotiations, is it possible for countries to lower their tariffs below that 10% a bare minimum that's been set?
Again, I'll leave that to the president to make those determinations, but I can tell you that 10% universal baseline will go into effect as these negotiations are ongoing.
Got it. And then what is your thinking just as far as low labor cost countries? Like if you've got a country like Vietnam that wants to negotiate, mm-hmm. but obviously they have some advantages in terms of trade, in terms of the people there.
This question was already asked like four times. Trump was going to handle every single country differently based on the barriers, based on the prices, based on what America wants.
They're not paid as much as American citizens. What is kind of the thinking? Can they still achieve a good kind of trade outcome with the United States?
Well, again, you're right to point out that different countries have different labor markets. They have different skills, if you will, different resources. And the president is going to take all of that into account. His team will take all of that into account when they're negotiating these deals. I do just want to point out one thing. That the president, everybody in Washington, whether they want to admit it or not, knows that this president is right when it comes to tariffs and when it comes to trade. In fact, Democrats have long said that the United States of America has been ripped off by the countries around the world. They just don't want to admit it now because it's President Trump who is saying that. In June of...
Literally, Obama, Pelosi, Sanders, they've all been for tariffs the entire time. They just didn't have the balls to do it. Now that Trump did it, orange man bad, he's bad, he's orange.
1996, Nancy Pelosi spoke on the House floor. She urged her colleagues at the time to fight against the status quo trade policies that had contributed to America's trade deficit with China. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said, how far does China have to go? How much more repression? How big a trade deficit? How many jobs have to be lost for the American workers? Oh, how much dangerous proliferation has to exist before members of this House of Representatives will say, I will not endorse the status quo? Huh. Those are the words of Nancy Pelosi in 1996. Well, President Trump is finally answering her call 27 years later. Nancy Pelosi can thank President Trump today for the 104% retaliatory tariff that will be going into effect on China. In 2007, Chuck Schumer spoke of our nation's crippling trade deficit, saying these are the kinds of records the American people don't want us to be breaking. The administration needs to move beyond words.
I'm just saying, Caroline Leavitt, she watches the Democrats are 100%+ fucked franchise on the Nuxenor channel. History's greatest series.
Take action now to reverse a trend that threatens our prospects for future economic growth. And Chuck Schumer said that in 2007. Finally, in 2025, President Trump is taking action. Recently defeated Democrat Sherrod Brown said on deficits in 2012 that our deficit then at China had reached an all-time high, and it was on pace to recede last year's record. The trade deficit had cost American workers millions of jobs at the time. These are the words of Democrats years ago. It is about time America finally has a president who is taking action to restore those millions of jobs back to the United States of America, to boost our manufacturing industry. He's doing what's right for the American people. It will take a lot of labor. It will take a lot of effort. But that's exactly what the American people elected this president to do. He will be talking about our energy agenda at 3 o'clock today over in the East Room. As you all know, he will be signing a bill to unleash the might of our beautiful, clean coal industry in this country, which is a reliable energy source also for AI. There's a great story in Bloomberg today, actually, about the executive order that will be signed later. So we'll see you all there. I'll let the president speak more. We'll see you later.
My God, she cooked. Oh, Lord, cooking with Caroline. But one thing Caroline Leavitt isn't bringing up, that it's really not fair to hold grifters to their word. Because, like, you have to realize they're politicians. And politicians, generally speaking, if their mouth is moving, then they're lying. So, I don't know, man. I have to say, bro, you can't. You can't take them at their word. They're politicians, after all. Gotta hold them to some sort of standard, like I do. I consider them all retards until proven otherwise. But mostly, I think it's important to recognize and to note that the reality of life is the following. Dude, I have people that are upset about coal because it's bad for the environment. It's like, I love it every single time something comes up. You get like the basic talking point against it. Okay, guys, if Iran gets nuclear weapons, you don't have to worry about the environment. Stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird, fam.